Welcome to this weekly edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain Crypto News. My name is Cindy and these were the news from June 15th to June 19th, 2020. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech. On June 15th, here were the news. OKEX taps Paxful to provide new fiat to crypto on-ramps. Mining pool distributes $2.4 million transaction fee after flood of phony refund claims. Korea's central bank forms legal panel to advise on possible digital currency launch. Just launched Siglu wants to make it stupid easy to buy crypto. JP Morgan analysts, Bitcoin is likely to survive as a speculative asset. Encrypted messaging site Privnote clone to steal Bitcoin. Bitcoin price drop may be a bear trap, options market suggests. India's rumored crypto ban may be overblown, say industry pros. First mover, Cardano's no Ethereum killer yet, but it's winning in crypto markets. On June 16th, here were the news. CODA protocol sets aside $2.1 million in tokens for development grants. BitPay launches prepaid crypto MasterCard for U.S. customers. Fireblocks adds crypto tracing tool to guard against money laundering. Tokensoft teams with Signature Bank to launch real estate security token platform. BlockFi taps Defense Department, Microsoft alum as security chief. Capital One patents AI fact checker to make crypto trading safer. Bitcoin rises to $9,600 as stocks cheer additional U.S. stimulus plans. If crypto is anything like fixed income, it's going to need a fatter textbook. Consensus spins up staking service in anticipation of Ethereum 2.0. First mover, negative rates or more money printing Bitcoin may benefit either way. One month's mission to deploy solar-powered Bitcoin nodes across Africa. On June 17th, here were the news. Kraken launches crypto exchange service in Australia. When Ferrari, tokenized supercar gives European investors exposure to asset class. Number of Bitcoin whales has risen by 2% since halving. Polychain Capital, Square Crypto's Steve Lee invest in Bitcoin broker's $5.7 million seed round. Colombian government and WEF weigh public Ethereum in bid to fight corruption. Coinbase open sources technical standard to streamline token listings. In fintech, fiat and crypto worlds are converging. First mover, Compound has been a DeFi darling. Its new token is priced accordingly. On June 18th, here were the news. Chess Federation chooses Algorand blockchain to host player rankings. Trump told Treasury Secretary to go after Bitcoin, Bolton Book reportedly claims. Binance joins Indian Tech Association that helped overturn crypto banking ban. OKCoin, BitMEX sponsor Bitcoin Core developer Amity Uttarwar. Bitcoin still undervalued after Q2 rally, price metric shows. Polkadot is latest blockchain to explore redeemable Bitcoin tokens. Bitcoin miner maker Ebang estimates $2.5 million loss for Q1 in IPO prospectus update. First mover, as U.S. stocks defy economic gravity, Bitcoiners shudder at March memory. On June 19, here were the news. Bitcoin SV president hits out at Binance as former critic becomes top miner. Nomura-backed crypto custody venture launches after 2 years in the works. ParaFi invests in Kyber Network as buzz grows around DeFi projects. Blockchain company Factum Inc. files for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Outflow of Bitcoin from miners at lows not seen since 2010. The Zcash privacy tech underlying Ethereum's transition to ETH 2.0. First mover, Compound's comp token more than doubles in price amid DeFi mania. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.